And now this is a dictation for Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D, Gamber, G-A-M, B as in boy, E-R, May 1st, 62. Address is a letter to Dr. Reitman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, A286835. Dear Dr. Reitman, dear Robert, follow up for Mr. Gamber, who has light-chain amyloidosis, advanced renal failure, last visit in March. He was admitted University of Michigan, April 6 to April 17, for plans of autologous bone marrow transplantation. Stem cells were harvested. However, he developed acute and chronic renal failure, evidence of valium overload, edema, and dyspnea. Losartan was discontinued, treated for high potassium. Atrial fibrillation with fast ventricular response, given atenolol. No anticoagulation, as he was considered low risk for thromboemboli. The only criteria, hypertension. Present weight at home, 243. He follows a salt restriction. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Edema has improved. Prior weight, 268. Nauseous pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, norrhopnea, PND, no oxygen. Medication list review. Present blood pressure, 132/84 on the right side, 118/72 on the left. He remains on AFib, although rate is less than 90. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap. There is obesity of the abdomen, minimal edema. I review with the patient and wife, University of Michigan records in detail. Most recent chemistries. One day before this visit, creatinine at 3.85, which is higher than baseline, around 2.6. Present GFR 17, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus elevated 6.4, normal glucose, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 8.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. The new event, the attempts of harvesting stem cell for bone marrow transplant. I'm not clear if there was any hemodynamical instability. He was also with valium overload, edema, as well as CHF, and he was diuresed. That would be potentially another factor. Presently, he appears to be euvolemic. Blood pressure, better control of losartan. We are going to monitor weekly electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia. He remains on atrial fibrillation with rate control. We did an EKG that confirms that. I also discussed with you. I agree that based on calculations of the risk of thromboembolism is very small. At the same time, the risk is not zero. He has questions about how long it will take before he can go safely for the bone marrow transplant. He doesn't need dialysis at this point in time. We will monitor stability, progression, or improvement, and he understands that he might require dialysis. How this advanced renal failure will modify the type of medications used in the preparation for bone marrow transplant to be determined. I know you are sending him also to electrophysiological doctor to discuss for any potential cardioversion, antiarrhythmic, and the benefits and potential side effects balance of anticoagulation. He might require EPO treatment. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Akat, AKKAD. He did have normal ejection fraction. He does have bicuspid aortic valve. Only should discuss at length prolonged visit, end of dictation.